Let's just talk for a minute and make sure everybody's bars show up pretty good.
Okay.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, the lady. Here they are standing in a row. Bum, bum, bum.
All right. All right, then. Cool.
We're calling to talk for ones, 4 minutes.
Small ones. Some as big as your head. I never had to do this for Mufasa.
Welcome back to Dads and Dragons. I'm Ryan, your Dungeon Master, and today we have a very special episode. To my left, we have...
Colin playing Tiger, which can also bring fire, not acid. A mistake someone made.
Very good.
And to his left, we have Jack playing Skylar, and to my left...
Scott playing Turlin. To my left...
My name is Christian, and I'm playing the Dragon Keeper. To my left.
And I'm Dad. We're back around again. Good job. Where we left off last time, Yarvin had just helped you guys out and escaped from these crazy crab creatures, these Simic...
goblins?
Guards. No, they had like big crab arms and stuff.
Yes, and they were also goblins.
Yeah, they're like monstrous looking things with goblins and crab arms, and it was crazy. Anyway, he led them off while you guys hid in his dressing room at the Colosseum. Do you know what a Colosseum is, Christian?
Yes, it's a place where people fight.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Okay, and so you guys are hiding there for about an hour. You get to rest for a little bit, and you heal up a little bit, right, Tiger? And after about an hour or so, you hear a knock on the door. What do you do?
I go up, and I'm pretty sure he has an eye hole thing. No.
The dressing room, so.
I use my rope, and I tie it around the doorknob, and I go hide. I make sure I don't touch any clothes and hide behind a dresser, and I tell Dragon Keeper to come behind it too.
Why?
So you're hiding?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why?
Do you want to hide with him?
No, not really.
What do you want to do? What does Dragon Keeper do?
So there's this like dresser.
Uh-huh.
And there's this little opening, so I hide behind it.
You're going to hide behind the dresser?
So you're not going to hide with... Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're behind the dresser on one side, and you are on the other side behind a bunch of clothes in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do now?
I pull on the rope, and the door opens.
Okay. All right. Skylar and Turlin, you see the door silently open in front of you, and there's nobody in the room.
Frick, it's haunted.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
And then a voice says, "Who are you?"
Never mind.
And what are you doing in Yarvin's dressing room?
We are doing not something. Actually ghosts. Follow the rope and you'll find me.
I am somewhere.
I'll give a tug on the rope.
Oh, okay. So make a strength check. Both of you need to make a strength check. Yeah. Do you see what your strength is? No, Christian. Colin does.
13.
I got an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Okay, you tug on it, but it seems stuck in there pretty tight.
Yeah.
It's something behind the...
I'm going to help you.
Okay. So you get to roll with advantage if he's helping you.
Okay.
So roll twice.
I got an 11. Ooh. I'm the second one.
Oh, okay. Still, you guys
so it'd
are
be,
both...
Oh, sorry. It'd be 14.
Oh, okay. All right. When Skylar helps tug on it with you, it pulls this dragon person out from behind a bunch of clothes in the closet.
And they're like, "Crap, he found me, Dragon Keeper, help!"
All right. Describe what you two look. Describe what Skylar and Turlin look like.
Turlin is a mountain dwarf with black hair and red eyes, and a big black beard.
I'm like, I want to burn
out. Oh, so we have a pyromaniac, huh?
Yeah. And Skylar?
Let me figure out what I am.
Oh, and I have.
You're a tiefling.
I am a tiefling with, you know, the usual horns. Well, not the usual horns. They're like elk horns, kind of. Mm-hmm. Antlers, or whatever. And dark red skin, red eyes, the whole red package.
I'm like, what the flip? This guy looks like he's been in the white same place as me.
And I am almost twice as tall as my friend here.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's it twice as tall?
He's a dwarf. Of course you're taller than him.
He's probably stronger than me, actually. Oh, he is. Never mind.
He's very much stronger than you.
Definitely stronger than you.
Well, at least I'm stronger than him.
Okay, so you guys pull this golden scaled humanoid dragon out from behind the curtains, and behind the clothing and stuff in this dressing room. It's mostly armor and different things like that, costumes and such. And then you see another human peeking out from behind the dresser.
Garvin felt that he's gonna punch me.
Feel ready okay. for shock.
So, but you do not see Yarvin anywhere. What do you say? What does Skylar say?
Who the heck are you?
I'm a tiger, and this is my friend, Dragon Keeper. I'm a dragonborn. Well, I used to be a human, but then I got some crazy experiment, and Dragon Keeper tried rescuing me. Then we met, I think, a friend of yours. She was a girl, and she had a black cloak, and she
Talia?
Reported...
Yes, Talia!
Woo!
I now...
She helped me get out of that place, and I learned that my friend is not that sneaky at all. He's not sneaky at all.
Oh, that's probably true.
Mean?
Join the club.
But he can turn into a mouse.
Yes, I can.
There was that one time where we all sneaked as a group.
I can also turn into a bear.
You guys and sneaking as a group.
I can also turn into other things.
Right. That's right, you can.
That's
like
cool.
A bear.
Oh yeah, your friend Yarvin.
And a wolf.
How okay. old are these people?
I'm a teenager.
They're adults, right?
I'm a teenager.
So I don't imagine a little tiny dragonborn.
A teenage dragonborn.
That's I'm a teenager. He's an almost adult.
Yeah, you're probably an adult, huh? A young adult.
Yeah.
Christian, how old do you think Dragon Keeper is? How long has he been working there?
30.
Oh, about 30? Okay. And this human that pops out is wearing a lab coat and looks like some kind of scientist.
Since when did I have a lab coat?
I think that's what you were wearing when you were helping run the experiments.
No wonder you're not sneaky.
Were you wearing a lab coat? What do you think you were wearing? Were you like a zookeeper? What do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know? You can pick whatever you want.
We stole a robe.
Yeah, you stole a robe from somebody so you could hide, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if he minds if I take some of his armor.
I don't think it would fit
you. Some of my armor?
Like Yarvin's armor?
Yeah, Yarvin's pretty big.
Oh, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. We could hide in it.
You could probably get, like, one of his bracers for your entire leg.
Yep.
What's a bracer?
That guy.
Okay, so he tells you. So he tells you the story. What else did Talia tell you? Anything?
She told me to go to Yarvin and give him the letter.
What letter?
A letter he took. We don't know where he is. Last time we saw him, he was taking down a flippin'... Sorry, I said flippin'. A whole entire army of, like, I don't know, 100 goblins? Because of... Did you guys see any goblins outside?
You did not.
No, we did not.
No.
Wow, Yarvin's tough!
Well, I think he made them chase him for a while, so... He's off running off somewhere.
Okay.
Do you remember what the note said?
No, she didn't tell us what she what it said.
Oh, I think we I thought we read it last time.
Wait,
it was a,
no. I think I remember what it said.
It was a map to go to Yarvin.
Yes. Make an insight check.
She said to go find Yarvin at the Colosseum.
And
the note said that he should deliver you guys to Niv-Mizzet tell him about what's happening.
A dragon.
Why?
Do we know where Niv-Mizzet is, like, right now?
Probably. Other than, like, the like, town center?
I guess. Would he be right there still?
Yeah, he's probably in Precinct 1 at the Guild Hall. Sense.
Yeah, the Guild Hall.
I want to join
you guys need to go to Niv-Mizzet, then? Niv-Mizzet?
Niv-Mizzet?
So, on, like, a scale of 1 to 10, how dangerous is this for us?
Quite dangerous. You guys probably will break some of your armor.
Two. So we got a two, and we got words.
Armor breaking. there's a big ratio there.
Do I have armor?
Am I?
You shouldn't have placed some cloth armor.
Yeah, I'm at least wearing clothes. I'm wearing. Oh.
Well, at least you're wearing clothes.
I forgot I named my goggles.
All right, as you guys. Hear this information, Turlin, what do you do with that?
Well, what is it? I know this Niv-Mizzet really well. Me and him go back. So
go back for
what's
a
going
few
on
weeks.
That he needs to know about?
People are doing illegal stuff and turning people into super warriors without them saying yes or no. They don't care if they're saying yes or no.
Consent.
Oh, so this has to do with the
forcing people.
Simic Guild.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Good
high
one.
Five.
Also, they put us in an underground place, which the entrance is a sewer.
Oh, okay.
That's where you escaped out of, huh? That's
yes. Good to know. How many? It smelled terrible. They
smelled like dragon poop.
How many teenage like ninjas that. Have been turned into turtles?
Just me. No one. No one yet. I was their first ever test.
Oh, so none. Okay.
All right.
Let's.
So, you guys need to get them to Niv-Mizzet. All right. How do you go about that?
You have, I'm guessing, disguises.
He has a robe.
But.
That kind of worked.
It's a cloak.
Do you guys want to try and improve his disguise?
Possibly can. What's in the room that we can use?
There's lots of different costumes and such. So since this is the first dragonborn that you've ever seen, you know that he's going to stick out. Mm-hmm. So you would want to make a deception check, and then Colin will need to make a performance check. Probably deception check. 10. Let's go with deception.
Deception.
Oh, I am.
10 out of 1,000,000.
Do you want to find a disguise too?
You can take care of this.
Do you want to find a disguise too?
I'll watch the door while you.
No.
15.
Okay. A 15? All right.
Mine's at +5, so whatever I get, it's +5.
That is correct.
Mine's +0.
16, that means I've got 21.
All right.
I deceive with my mace.
You are crazy. Okay, what do you dress him up as, Skylar? What do you find in this? What costume do you find in this dressing room to dress him up as?
Ooh, I get to choose.
Big chicken.
Yeah, like.
Should I be wearing?
Most definitely. So is this like the main dressing room for everyone, or is it just Yarvin?
Just Yarvin's. Yarvin has gotten famous enough now that he has his own. Dressing room there at the Colosseum.
Shouldn't his enemies be coming after
so
him and know exactly where he
we're
is?
We're gonna dress you up something real cool. Obviously. A shirt could be a dress for you, let's be honest.
he's a dwarf. Does that mean he...
Do I have to make, a perception check to see what's around, or do I just...
No, you can choose. You got it high enough that you can pick whatever you want.
All right.
Whatever
you
think would be in there.
Darwin would have all sorts of wacky stuff.
A princess.
So many shirts.
So many shirts.
Can I have at least shoulder armor?
Christian has a suggestion.
Ooh.
princess costume.
Definitely. No. Okay, so we find one of Alex's like lighter shirts, maybe pink or blue. And then it has to be a plain shirt.
Yeah.
And put that on. It might only go to like knees. I'm not sure how tall you are. And then we're going to use like some sort of ribbon to wrap around the waist.
No, no, no. I don't block out all of his words. No, 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 no,
nobody's
no,
nobody's
going to
be
no.
looking for a princess.
No one's looking for a
That's
princess.
That's true.
No. And then we're going to... Please. No, we're not going to do that. I'm just kidding. All right. So I guess some sort of robes would work, like with a hood. Too.
Okay.
Yes, but
princess costume!
I don't think princess costumes have hoods. Like, so far, the main problem is that he's a dragon person.
Could you at least give me some shoulder armor? He could...
No.
He's a dwarf. Dwarves are usually best known for making stuff... Making stuff like armor.
Yeah. I can see if...
okay.
I can
you want to try and cobble together some armor?
Yeah, out of the garbage.
While that's going on, I'm going to find a shirt. And, you know, I'm not sure if Alex has a hood because nothing
Princess
would
costume.
Fit over his horns. So...
Princess costume.
We're gonna stop. We're gonna put a pin in the princess costume for right now.
Yeah.
That's not what you want right now. Can I sew?
No, you don't have time to sew stuff.
All right, so we're just gonna get you a hat.
Maybe like a wizard's hat, so everybody thinks I'm a sorcerer.
Well, I'm a sorcerer, and I don't wear a hat because nothing fits on my head.
Yep.
Okay, so robe. With a hood, and then we're gonna like cover, like get some gloves for your hands so those are covered.
Yep.
Some boots, some.
I've already gotten
ribbons
boots.
For decoration.
Cool.
No ribbons.
They don't
no.
have to be like pink. They can be like red ribbons. Okay.
Purple ribbons. No ribbons. No ribbons at all.
Fine.
He's trying to make you look like a sorcerer.
Green ribbon.
Trust me, ribbons. Part of the costume.
Ribbons are very in right now.
Okay. Ribbons are so in.
Can we at least put some kind of cool looking symbol on my robe?
We don't have the time.
Yes.
Oh, we can draw something
pink
on. Sure.
Okay.
Rope.
Yeah, you can draw something
with
on.
Let me
use my
purple dots.
My very real art degree.
purple robe.
Maybe we could like draw like
a big old tiger. We're going to draw a tiger because that's your name, right?
Yes, a tiger. Like
old
a big
snoopers.
No. Like a tiger's head and maybe like flame coming out of its mouth. No.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, maybe a tiger's head and maybe flames coming out of the mouth.
Maybe.
Yes, I am so good at art, I could definitely do that.
Okay.
No.
Nope, not me.
Let's see. Performance check. Let's do this.
Come on.
Oh, never mind. Right. Actually, I probably could.
All right. You guys start leading them towards the Hall of the Guild Pact in the center of the city. And as you're doing so, you notice that there are a lot of Simic...
Biomancers.
Thank you. There are a lot of Simic Biomancers out and about right now. You see a lot of elves and Vedalken in Simic robes, and they are walking around trying to act normal, but make an insight check.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. I don't like that dice anymore.
14.
Get out of here.
Okay.
2. I rolled a 1 and then a 2.
You're working your way up.
I make a religion check. Okay. 20. I got a nat 20 for my religion check.
I'm
going to
press
this.
We did it.
I got a...
I'm going to keep that 20.
12.
For whatever.
Okay, let's go back. You got a 12. Skylar got a...
14.
14, all right.
I mean, I got a 7.
That's, okay. So as you are wandering, as you are making your way there, though, you see that these Simic agents are definitely asking around... asking people if they've seen anything strange, and they're looking around. They're pretending to be shopping or pretending to be just walking around, but they are definitely searching and looking for things. And you see probably on your way about Oh, wow. You see like 9 of them on your way, which is way more than you would normally see. So we're going to make some stealth or deception checks. So we're going to do... We're going to do what used to be called a skill check. I need everybody to roll at least once.
What is this?
And what we need to do is get 4 successes before we get 6 failures.
I have 13 HP.
Okay.
Got it.
So it's not too hard. Let's do 5. 4 and 5. So you get 1 extra shot. But everybody needs to roll at least once.
I have 13. 13?
13. Great. That's a great start. Okay. All right. So, and we're going to set the difficulty is going to increase each time. So we're going to start the difficulty at 10 and then work our way up by 2 every time.
You got this.
So if you want Christian to have rolled first, then he got a 13 and he got 1 success.
All right.
All right. Who's going to roll second?
Go for it, Colin.
Which one?
A deception check. Do you see your deception, Colin?
Yeah, what
you have a plus 5 on deception.
Okay, let me go next, because I have a plus 0.
Oh, okay.
I got a 6.
Okay, that's 1 failure.
Okay.
So as you're, let's talk about what happens when you fail, because you haven't totally failed yet, but as you're walking along trying not to be noticed, you step on Tiger's robe. And for a second, it pulls his hood down.
Okay.
And for a second, he has to pull it up really quickly to keep going on. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who's next?
Me.
Okay. Go ahead. You were successful, so you got it. So now we need to get a 14 or higher.
Okay.
Okay. You got 3, 7.
A 7? Okay. That's another failure. So you reach back to try and pull the hood back up over your head, but it gets stuck. And you're trying to fumble with it, and you guys spot an elf in Simic robes just up the street, and you can see him coming closer to you right now. And you're trying to pull this hood up really quickly. Okay, so that's 2 failures and 1 success. Okay, we still need to get our second success. It's a 12 or higher.
21.
21 is successful. So what do you do to quickly hide him again?
Wait, Dad.
I just grab his robe, and not his robe, his hood, and just like... push it over and just like wave to the elf.
You like waved to him.
How's it going?
Okay.
11.
An 11 plus what?
1.
Plus 1 is
12.
Okay.
Is that close enough?
That is, I think, are we going up by 1s or going up by 2s? We'll go up by 1s. So 10, 11, 12. Now. So that's another success. You guys have 3 successes. Can you get 1 more success?
So I need a
before you get
13.
You've had 2 failures so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1 more success before you get another 2, well, three failures.
Can Jack roll again?
Yeah. Anybody can roll now. Everybody's rolled
you
once.
You roll again.
22.
22 is our last success. Good job. What? Okay. So you wave at this Simic guy and you point at Christian. No, you don't want him to be seen either, I guess. What do you do?
This is my friend, Turlin, and we are here to ask if you wanted to buy any... I don't even know. What do I have?
Any Boros Legionnaire cookies.
He said, I'm not interested in cookies. Sorry, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Okay. No cookies?
Oh, okay. Okay.
We won't bother you anymore.
Very good. All right. That was awesome. You guys make it up to Precinct 1, and you're in the big plaza, and unfortunately you see that there are a couple more there in the plaza, and in fact there's one Vidalkin who is standing right next to the entrance to the Guild Pact Hall, and I want you to roll, Jack, and see if you roll a history check.
Ooh.
Do you mean history, Jack?
21.
A 21. Okay. You recognize him. You remember him from months ago now. And it's your old friend Nasius Venn who hired you to go find Cranko.
Oh, that boy.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it's that guy.
But he looks a little bit different now. And instead of the usual guild-packed robes that he was wearing before, you can see that he's wearing robes that are high-ranking Simic. Okay. So, I want Christian, I need you to roll a history check as well.
History.
Yep. A 12?
13.
13 is good enough. You also recognize this person, and you know that he was working on the project. You know that he was working on the project that you were helping with too, making all of the Dragonborn. So what do you say to Turlin and Skylar about that?
I don't know.
Wait, that guy's a Simic?
I say...
Do you tell him what he does, or do you just not tell him?
Hey, any of you guys recognize that guy?
Me?
Bolio?
You don't recognize him, Colin, because you were asleep most of the time.
What's your name, Dragon Keeper?
Dragon Keeper.
Yeah, so what's he do?
He was a boss scientist where I worked.
Basically, the guy who started turning people into me.
So what happened to Cranko?
I don't know.
We knew he was evil.
Maybe.
So,
did he swim with the ducks?
He will definitely recognize you as you come up to the front door. What do you want to do?
Distract him. We'll sneak by.
Fly okay. Away.
Do you think you can distract him?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's just... walk right up to him and said, "Hey, how's it going?"
Okay.
In Vidalkan, because I actually know that language.
Oh, do you really?
Apparently.
Okay, great.
I forgot I chose that.
Okay, so you need to make a performance check.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Or a deception check. Are you going to lie to him, or are you just going to try and distract him by talking to him?
Well, let's see what I roll for. Okay. We're going to do... I don't want to lie. I'm like, it's a better role if I lie, but I don't know what to lie about. Maybe like, so. I am definitely just not tell, distracting you.
Tell them, right? Tell them that you, because we all know what they're looking for. So you could.
I saw
kind
this
of, yeah.
Weird guy. You're part of the Simic, right?
Yeah.
I saw this weird gold dragon looking guy, and I was like, hey, this feels like something the Simic was part of.
Okay. So, but remember that you knew him as, like when you saw him before, he was either part of the Guild Pact's leadership or was masquerading as one of them. You don't know now, but which
like,
do you think it is?
You'd be do I like, recognize you from somewhere? I'm one not of, entirely.
I see. Yeah, you should be like, oh, I see you're high-ranking Simic now. One of the guys around like, town told us that. To tell you guys if there's anything suspicious. But we saw something over there, super like suspicious.
Weird gold dragon looking thing.
Okay. All right. So you make a deception check, and the three of you need to make a stealth check.
Stealth check. Stealth, that's one of my...
13.
Oof. A stealth?
I got a 9.
9?
Yeah,
wait,
nine.
Do I need to do a stealth check?
I got a disadvantage
check?
On stealth, too.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to do a
I think
stealth?
I got an 8.
Yes, you need to make a stealth check, too.
What happened?
A big clunky chainmail.
You're trying to sneak past this guard.
16. It was resting on this.
Like, but I mean,
like
I'm
so
world renowned Turlin.
It's hard
I mean,
to hide. It's hard
hide
to hide
me.
You. Yes. What did you get for your deception?
13
check?
For a deception.
Okay. And what did you get?
I got a 7 on my stealth.
No stealth. 7 on your stealth.
Yeah.
Colin, what did you roll on your stealth?
16 plus a 1.
17. And Christian, what did you roll on your stealth?
18 plus 2.
All right. You guys are able to sneak in, and you're in kind of the lobby of the guild, of the hall of the Guild Pact. And you see Zophius off up there, and he's seems to be flirting with some...
Zophius is quite the charmer.
Yeah. He seems to be flirting with some clerk that you kind of recognize from back when you were at the... at the Colosseum.
Oh, okay.
He was with her.
Yeah,
he seems to be kind of flirting with her there. Anyway. But as you look back at Skylar, you see that this Vidalkin is actually grabbing him. And he says, "You know something.
I know
what's
many
going
things.
On here. I know you.
That's great.
And seems to be like he's grabbed him, and Skylar, he's going to, he says, "You're coming with me," and grabs you by the shirt and is starting to drag you away. All right, so what do you do?
I quickly go outside.
How far away is he?
He's not very far away. He's grabbing you by the collar.
It's like,
because he's a little bit taller than you. And so he's kind of just grabbing you by the collar, and he's going to drag you, and he's like waving at some other people nearby.
Is he over 60 feet away?
No, he's closer than that.
I'm going to cast Hold Person on him.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh my gosh. I think he just has to make a saving throw, though. But I'll let you save that for something.
Target must succeed. Yeah, must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, it's wisdom?
Yep.
And what is the difficulty? He rolled a 16.
13.
Okay.
Sir, let's talk this out. And let's figure out what I'm going to do to make you stop.
Well, as I cast that, I'll yell out, halt in the name of the Boros League.
Okay, what do you do with these two? Because they're right with you.
I'll tell them to go over to Zophius and stay with him.
Okay.
But before
so he gestures at this goblin that's talking to a clerk. That's like a secretary or like a librarian. It's like a researcher. I don't know how you guys can imagine that. But
I look at the goblin like...
I'll mention him that there. He's also our friend in Yarvin's.
Deep inside
friend.
My soul, it says, "We will perish."
Oh, that's right. I forgot that Tiger's backstory is his parents were killed by goblins.
I will kill. Existence of
so
goblins.
You might need to make a persuasion check and see if you can persuade him.
I will kill all goblins. Okay. One part of me is like, starts grabbing at a dagger.
Oh. So he rolled, looks like you rolled pretty high.
I got 17.
17? Okay. So he says some words to persuade you that Zophius is a good person.
But that still doesn't mean I have to follow whatever he says.
What do you say about that?
It's like, if you want to live, you'll go with my friend over there.
Well, you can trust him. Okay. I'm going to keep these out.
All right, so you guys head inside and go and up to talk to Zophius. All right, and what do you two do to get out of, get away from Nauseous?
Well, I mean, I've already tried.
You tried hold person? Okay, Jack, what does Skylar do? He's grabbing you and he's waving at a couple other these ones are a little more tougher looking Simic guards, and they, like I said, they, oh, you guys weren't here for the last one, but they have like these crab claws, and they're a little bit taller and beefier looking kind of people, not the the slender researchers like Nauseous is.
All right, I could just try to get out of the grapple, I guess. I'm not sure how well that's going to work out for me.
You make a...
grapple, right?
With strength?
Either athletics or acrobatics check against his...
Either of those. No, I'm not good at either of those.
You always have a plus two on acrobatics.
Yeah, but...
That's fine.
All right.
He's a researcher. He might not be trained in acrobatics either, so...
Roll high.
Can I do something to help me? Like, give me advantage?
No. I don't hang your
like,
wrist.
I could do thaumaturgy to make the ground shake, or...
Dad.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Absolutely.
Cool. Dad.
Make him lose his group.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Just... Brr.
Tell me what you do. You make the ground shake a little bit?
I cause harmless tremors in the ground that don't do much, except now the ground's shaking.
Okay.
And I'm like, my things. I wish I had wings, which
all right,
I could
so roll
fold
with
up
advantage,
to my
then.
Body.
All right, cool. That's
and then
great.
I could be like,
no.
Oh, I am so glad I get advantage.
The first is a 1. Okay. Second one is a
13.
All right, a 13 beats his 8. So you're able to pry yourself loose from him, And what do you now? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna run towards Turlin.
Okay. All right, Turlin. You guys are just barely inside, like the foyer of the Guild Pact Hall, and he is coming after Skylar. He didn't see you sneak in, so you get a chance to act one more time before he gets to do something.
Hit him with something. What does this do? What does this do?
Oh, are you looking at spells?
Yeah.
Remember, you are also a Boros Legionnaire.
Yeah.
And so you have a little bit of clout that way too, if you wanted to throw that around.
Yeah, I'll just.
Can you
do
a bonus action?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him, like, try and step in front of him, just tell him that he's interfering with official Boros matters.
Okay.
And holding, like, keeping my friend, trying to abduct my friend.
Okay. Make an intimidation check.
Oh, I think I'm intimidation.
Come on, get a high, get a high, get a high.
He'll make an opposing insight.
13.
Oh, great. Okay. He only rolled a 5, and his wisdom gets him up to a 9, but that is not enough. Intimidation's charisma, huh? Okay. He starts to back down a little bit when he sees that there's more than just Skylar there. And he kind of waves off the two monsters that are approaching.
I stick my tongue out at him.
From behind the dwarf.
Wait, are you guys hiding with us?
It's not cowardly if you're hiding behind someone half your size.
Right. He looks back at Skylar and says, "This is your last chance to tell me what you know. The next time we meet, you might not have all your friends with you."
Yeah. All right, let me tell you a few things I know. Number one, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Number two, a group of rabbits is called a fluffle. And number three, I'm not going to tell you what I know.
Can I use that 20?
Yeah.
So I'll tell him that next time he comes around my friend, he won't have knees.
Nice. It's a little dwarf intimidation there too. Okay. He starts backing up and goes to talk to these creatures and is speaking with him. How long do you watch him for? What do you want to do? You want to follow him? He's just standing outside in the plaza for a little bit. And so how long do you want to watch him for?
Give him a minute.
Okay.
See if he wanders off or just is waiting to follow us.
Okay. He glances back several times and these monsters do too. And they're kind of almost like they're memorizing what you look like and everything. And then they disperse after a minute.
Okay.
After a minute, you turn back around to go back inside and Zophius and these two are nowhere to be found.
At least Zophius took them with him, right?
Like, yeah, at least Zophius is with them, so.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Wait, how about the next adventure, we leave a note saying where we're going?
Talk in the microphone. Say that in the microphone.
How about on our next adventure, we say we leave a note telling them where we're going? So, and I'm pretty sure Jack knows a speed spell.
Nope. Maybe. But I can.
Can you fly? Did you take fly?
I did not take fly. Oh, gotcha. I took lightning bolt.
Oh, good one. Lightning All right. Bolt. That'll do it for today. Though. Thanks, guys.
Yay.
Bye. I love pizza. I love pizza. I love the pizza.
Please don't edit out that bag.
I will edit it out, don't worry.
Thanks for sticking around. So just a quick apology to anybody who's been listening live and wondering where we've been the last month. We've been trying to get things moved, and we're moving houses, hopefully, if we can get our house sold. Trying to sell your house during a pandemic is no easy feat. So apologize for the long delay. If you're not listening live and you're just pushing through, then You didn't even notice. Hey, welcome to this episode. For this episode, the only note I have is I wanted to talk about skill challenges. I really love skill challenges, and I'll tell you why. First, well, let me tell you what a skill challenge is first. From 4th edition D&D, they introduced skill challenges where they asked players to get a certain number of successes on skills before they got a certain number of failures. Say you had a task to do that took a long time, you would ask players to get 3 successes before they got 3 failures. Normally that you would try and make it as many successes as there were players so that everybody got a chance to roll. But if you wanted to make it a little bit easier, you would increase the number of failures that were allowed. If you wanted to make it a little bit harder, you'd decrease the number of the failures that were allowed. The reason that I like them is that it lets you role play things going wrong as you're trying to do something big. Every time you get a failure, take a break, explain and describe what happened. And it's a lot of fun. In this case, they were trying to sneak across the plaza there. And every time that they got a failure, somebody got really close to noticing them, or they had to quickly fix their disguise. All that kind of stuff is really fun to do, and it ups the tension a lot. I love skill challenges. If you like them, put them in your game. Remember not to just roll and get the successes and failures, but to play it up. They're there for the role-playing experience, and they're great. Anyway, check us out on Twitter or Instagram. If you have any feedback, you can also email me at ryan@dadsanddragons.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again later. Bye.